Well, look who showed up after all. To be honest, I half expected you to ghost on me. You struck me as the kind of guy who would say he wanted me to turn him out and then never actually show up for the training. Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you really do want this. Now tell me, do you still want me to make you my whore? Oh, come on. I think you could be a little bit more convincing than that. Let's try that once more, with feeling. Answer me in a full sentence. And don't forget to say daddy this time. Well, boy, do you really want to be my whore? I like hearing you admit it. I can hear in your voice how badly you want this. You just might have the makings of a good little earner. Oh, come on. Relax. There won't be any customers tonight. Tonight, it's just you and me. Just a slut and his owner. First things first. Take your clothes off, and you can dispense with the erotic subtleties. I haven't hired you as a go-go dancer. Get naked. Good boy. Such a good, good boy. Now, lie down. No, shh. Just lie back, relax, and listen to my voice. You're gonna do exactly what I tell you to. Hands at your sides. Spread your legs a little bit. Good boy. Now see how easy it is when I take charge of you? Good boy. Now, did you bring what I told you to? Lube, a butt plug, and probably a towel. Now, let your hand slide along your thigh, brushing the skin lightly. Don't touch your cock. Not yet. You're gonna follow my commands to the letter. Nobody likes a disobedient whore. Now, let your hand rest at the base of your cock, your thumb and fingers just lightly encircling it. No stroking. Not yet. Now listen to me while I tell you how it's gonna be once I've turned you out. You already belong to me, boy. More than you know. You're already obeying me. Look at you, lying there naked. Your legs spread at my command, not daring to stroke your cock without my permission. But once you start earning for me, once you start taking it from any and every total stranger who pays me your fee, that's when you know what it's like to be owned. All right, boy. Start stroking your cock. Slowly. Stroke yourself slowly. And so lightly that you can just barely feel it. Stroke all the way from your balls to the tip. But just barely brushing the skin. You're aching for it, aren't you? When you're not working whore, when it's just you and me, you belong to me. And when you are out there working, my little slut, then you're still mine. Like I said, you belong to me. No matter who's drilling your asshole, a young construction worker who likes to bite you, a married businessman who pisses in your mouth before he fucks you, an art collector whose boyfriend watches you suck him off, or some random dude with a neck tattoo who makes you ride his great big dick up and down and up and down all night long. No matter who's pounding your asshole, boy, I'm the one who's really running the fuck. Even when I'm not in the room with you, I still own you. I'm in charge of who fucks your holes and at what price and for how long. Now say it for me, whore. Say, I belong to you, daddy. Good boy. That was good. I believed you. Now, repeat after me. Please, please make me a whore, daddy. Ah, good boy. You can stroke a little harder and faster now. But don't you dare come. You want a lesson in whoring? I'll tell you a little something-something for free right now. Being a whore is not that difficult. I put enough guys through their paces to know it's not that hard. Especially for someone like you. A good, obedient, submissive little slut boy like you will take to whoring like a duck to water. Keep stroking your cock. And remember, you are a long, long way away from having my permission to come. So don't you dare. Like I said, the whore job is pretty fucking basic. Suck it. Bend over, get fucked in the ass. So you gotta ask yourself, whore, what's this so-called training session really about? What are you really doing here tonight? Stop. Take your hand off your cock, boy. This next bit's pretty important. In fact, it's really important. I want your full attention. The anal training you're about to get from me will help, but really, being a whore is not rocket science. You don't even need a pimp, not if money's the reason you're doing this. You can make money on your own right now, right this instant. Put up an online profile and just go to work. Whether you know it or not, you need something more from me than just advice about the whore business. And I'm about to give it to you. You're here because you want someone to own you completely. So completely that they can even sell you to other men and women. That's what you came here for. You want a person to dominate you so thoroughly that the rough ass fucking you're gonna get from a stranger feels sweet to you. You want to be shown what you've long suspected. That the right person can make you do anything. Absolutely anything. Because you love to obey. Now put some lube on your finger, boy. Now show me this hole that's mine to sail. Lie back, draw up your knees, and spread your legs like the slut you are. You ready for this? Answer me, boy. And you better be extra damn polite about it. Nobody likes a whore with a bad attitude. Or even an attitude at all. Are you ready for this, boy? Good boy. Rub your asshole with your lubed finger. And don't stick it in yet. Get your hole all wet. And keep rubbing your finger over it in little circles, teasing that eager, hungry hole, teasing it open for me. And keep your hands off your cock until I say different. Good boy. What an eager little hole I own now. I can't wait to share it with paying strangers. Listen to me. You're going to want to do exactly what I say with that hole of yours. If you get any ideas about freelancing that hole around town like it's yours to flaunt, or if you so much as slip your little finger inside it without my permission, you know what's going to come next? You know what's going to happen to that hole? Huh, whore? In just a minute, I'll tell you what happens to a disobedient little whore and his hole. I'll tell you in just a sec. First, keep on stroking your asshole in little circles. And now stick that butt plug in your hungry mouth. Oh, good boy. Suck on it. Suck that butt plug. Is that embarrassing, having your mouth plugged with an ass toy? Are you beginning to understand your place, boy? Answer me with your plugged mouth, slut. Good boy. Look at you, and just obediently fingering your own ass while gagged with a butt plug. Oh, how humiliating. But you like it that way, don't you? You need to be shown your place. I like hearing the humility in your muffled voice. Besides, this is what they're going to pay me the fair to middling bucks for. A whore who can take a spit roasting. So get to work. Stick that finger right up your eager asshole and work it in and out. In and out. In and out. And keep sucking on that plug. Back to the theoretical part of the lesson. Keep sucking and fingering and don't come. And just listen to what I'm telling you. Now, here's what happens to a disobedient whore's asshole. I punish it. Any whore of mine who thinks that they can do whatever the fuck they want with their asshole soon learns better. The way I punish a disobedient whore is, and you're going to want to remember this, I make them bend over and spread their ass cheeks for me. And then I take up a cunning little martinet, 6 looped rubber lashes that sting like hornets, and I whip their asshole good and hard until a tender pink ring rises up around it. A whipped asshole makes such a sweet rosette. I especially love fucking a boy when his hole looks like that, so sore and swollen from getting the punishment he so deserves. But you, boy, I can guarantee you that you wouldn't enjoy that kind of whipping, not even if this story is making you hard. You don't want to find out how severely I can punish you. So mind you, obey me to the letter, boy. Are you ready to show me what a whore you are, boy? Take the butt plug out of your mouth, stop fingering yourself, and answer me. Say, I'm ready to show you what a whore I am, Daddy. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're so eager for it. Is that butt plug still wet from your mouth? You ought to be made to take it like that. But I'm in a generous mood, so put some lube on it if you want to. Now push the tip of it into your greedy little asshole. Tease your asshole with it. In and out. In and out. Good boy. Now, in your own time, push that plug in. Go slow if you need to. And also, you can pause this recording if you want to. But push it in all the way up to the base. Now show me how much you like having your asshole stretched for me. Turn over, get on all fours, get your face down on the sheets and your ass up in the air. Now wag that eager little plugged ass back and forth for me. Good, that's good. Now, bounce your ass up and down. Twerk for me, boy. Bounce that ass up and down just as fast as you want me to fuck you, baby. Oh, yeah. Keep shaking that ass, baby. Yeah. Shake that ass like a fucking dirty little slutty porn star just for daddy. Yeah, work that ass. Work that ass. Oh, God. I didn't stop you. I didn't say to stop bouncing. Keep going. Good boy. Oh, you can stop bouncing now. I really enjoyed that. What a dirty little slut you are. And now, lie down. Take a breather after all that twerking. I like seeing you like that, on display in a rut, just vulnerable and aching with the need to be fucked. What a good little earner you're gonna be. Now tell me how much you wanna come. Beg me to let you stroke your cock again. Beg me to let you stroke it till you come. Good boy. But no, you don't get to come yet. This training is as much about coming on command as it is about asshole stretching. Any slut can learn to handle a really big cock. That's nothing. What I'm going to teach you over the next month and starting tonight is something every quality whore needs to know. How to come on command, and I mean come, really, really hard. With genuinely strung out, brains fucked out, screaming passion for anyone. Anyone. All the mildly annoying things about sex clients, God bless their lonely wee little hearts, none of it will bother you. It won't put you off. Not their average dicks or their tentative fluttering caresses, not their yearning or their boorishness or their bad fashion sense. None of that matters to you, my sweet little pro. My whore. When you let a client thrust his dick in your ass, or thrust her strap-on cock in your ass, too, of course, you're doing that for me. And you're doing it just how I like to see you do it. For money, and at my command, and helpless to stop yourself from coming for me when I tell you to. So now, beg for the chance to come for me. Beg me to let you stroke your cock until you come. Come on. Show me that pretty little side of you and beg for daddy to let you come. That's good. Good boy. But I think you can do just a little bit better than that. Now beg me again. And let me hear it in your voice how desperately you want to come for me. Come on, beg for me a little prettier than that. Good boy. Now I want you to focus on that butt plug. Feel the plug stretching your asshole, getting you ready to be sold and fucked. And sold and fucked over and over and over and over and over and over again. As many times as I want. You like that? I think you've earned the right to come for me. So stroke your cock now. See how good it feels when you obey me? Good boy. Now keep stroking, baby. Do it just as fast and as hard as you want. Oh, what a good little slut you are. I just knew when I met you that I could turn you out. And now as a reward, I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1 while you edge yourself. And when I get to 0, you'll come on my command. Ready? Good boy. 10. Stroke that cock and get yourself ready to come for me. It's gonna feel so good to you, coming and obeying. Just coming and obeying me in the same moment. If you didn't like getting ass fucked so much, I'd say there is nothing you like more than obeying me. Isn't that right, slut? You like submitting so much. You can feel the pleasure of it all over your body. 9. Keep going. Get yourself right on the edge. And thrust your hips so you can feel the plug sliding inside your ass. Feel it probing you and stretching you. With every stroke, you can feel your cock getting more and more sensitive. I like seeing you like this, jerking and moaning, whimpering like a little porn star, breathing hard, your balls tightening, how close you are to getting what you want, what you need. 8. Good boy. You're so good at this that I'm thinking of restricting all your orgasms, so the only way you can come is just like this. In front of me, on display, thrusting your hungry, plugged ass while you stroke your eager cock for me, and wait for my permission. Such a good, obedient little whore. And so submissive, too. Just like a good little whore should be. 7. Tell me how much you want this whore. Convince me to let you have it. Six. Your skin is flushed. It's agony to be exposed and kept on edge like this. But you go right on panting and stroking and moaning like the whore you are. You need this, don't you? 5. Beg for permission to come. Four. Stay right there on the edge. No orgasm for you yet, baby. 3. Good boy. Good little slut. Your whole body is perfectly attuned to my voice, just waiting for my command. Tell me you're ready. Two. Feel the pressure building in your balls. You're aching to shoot. One. Tell me what a whore you are. Say it nice, proud, and loud. Now tell me your dirtiest, most secret fantasies. Tell me all the terrible, nastiest things the men and women who pay for you are gonna do to your helpless little asshole. And tell me how much you like it. Zero. Now I want you to come for me. Come for me, whore. Feel my voice pulling you over the edge. Feel a hot, buzzing energy surge up from the base of your spine and through your balls and up your throbbing shaft. Spill your cum for me. Feel your cock throbbing and twitching in response to my voice. Oh, I own you now, baby. I own you now, boy, and I'm gonna make you come just like this for the first man who rolls up and pays your fee, baby. Oh, that's right, whore. Moan and shudder while you milk every last drop of cum from your cock. Oh, what a good, good boy. Now I believe you're ready for your first client.